This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bankers, it turns out, are being laid off, and in droves, too. Barclays, Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs, and Credit Suisse have all launched big redundancy programs the past couple of weeks. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been following the fortunes of three ex-bankers in London, the city, to see how they're faring out in the real world.
Say what you like about investment bankers, but they're usually fast on their feet.
One, two, three. One, two, three. Forward, side, together, back, side.
A beginner's class at Dance Buzz, a dance school born out of the financial crisis. Natalia Grigorova set up the school after she quit her banking job. She jumped before she was pushed.
They were ringing people on the phone and they were telling them to go to the fifth floor, and then they never returned from the fifth floor. So this is how it was all happening. It's just not one of the best feelings in the world.
Watch it once. Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow.
Natalia admits that setting up her school has been a struggle. She makes less money now, but at least she feels she's doing something useful.
Exactly. It's definitely socially useful.
And investment banking isn't.
Isn't.
More than 100,000 people have left London's financial centre since the crisis began. Many were bankers, among them Andy Moffat. Once a Eurozone government bond trader, he's now providing London with a different kind of liquidity.
We can make, every time we brew, around about 3,000 pints. Typically we brew about four times a week, so we make about 12 to 15,000 pints every week.
In this small industrial unit in North London, Andy has set up the Redemption Microbrewery. So named, he says, because the enterprise is saving his life.
I wanted to run my own business, feel like I had control over my life, and I just wanted to be able to go home and think, you know what, I am in control of my destiny, and that's what having your own business and making something is all about.
He makes significantly less money now, but claims he has a much more satisfying life as a brewer, building a brand, making something real. He's not the only ex-banker to deplore some of the products peddled by their old industry.
Synthetic products, you know, instruments that traders trade with each other that are so far removed from the daily kind of business that they seem to serve no social function.
28-year-old Anil Stocker also jumped ship and, with friends, set up a business called Market Invoice, bringing finance to small and medium-sized enterprises. He now makes less than half what he made as a hotshot banker, but he's not complaining.
What we like about our company is that we help a business, we see them recruit people, we see them deliver products overseas, and we can say we're really helping.
Triple step, rock step, bring her out, and rock step.
Dancing, brewing, financing small business, and for less money. The former high flyers have come down to earth with a bit of a bump. They all say they gained valuable experience in their former careers, but now at least they don't have the social embarrassment of admitting they're bankers.
Now I'm an ex-banker, so that makes me look good in people's eyes. I've left that terrible place that banking is.
And that, they would argue, is a real bonus. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace. Hey.